Sugar. This is Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network, presented by TheraWorks Relief, presented by Liberty Mutual Insurance. Happy Halloween, the holiday where you cheerfully give other people's children the candy you hide from your own. Alas, it comes at a time when the nation is more divided than ever over the candy corn issue. I have a theory that it's not really meant to mimic corn, but is actually a miniature bar graph depicting the gradual discoloration of the unflossed human tooth. And yet, the kids don't care. They'll do anything for candy. They'll make themselves irresistibly cute, which is really unfair. You're not going to unload your candy corn on a cute kid dressed like a princess or a pirate. But after 8 o'clock, it's mostly your teenage axe murder victims, and I just pour the candy corn into their pillowcases. They look at you in a really judgmental way, but really, you're going to be fussy when you've lost that much blood? Anyway, I wish Charles Dickens had gotten a hold of Halloween. A Halloween Carol. Bob Cratchit comes home after a hard day working for Scrooge. Come on, Tiny Tim. Thank goodness there's one holiday Scrooge can't take from us.
What are we doing, Daddy? Is it Christmas already?
No, son. It's better than Christmas. It's Halloween. We don't need Scrooge's charity. We're going out and getting us some free candy corn.
But, Daddy, don't I need a costume?
That's the best part. You're going as Tiny Tim. Now get in the car. Dave Ross on the CBS News Radio Network.